attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Somebody shouting it out. If you believe it, shout it out. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We are here right in the presence of God, live at Higham 1, 2024. I believe there will be many other Highams. And each Higham will take you to another level. Shout, I'm going to another level! Listen, this is a faith convention. And I thought while we're singing the song, I could feel in the atmosphere that some people may not be aware. Are you hearing me? Some people may not be aware what is going on. This is a faith convention. So when we're singing, I will live, I will not die. Eh? And what? The resurrection power of Christ is alive in me. You see, what you don't know is that you are making a strong... Are you listening to me? Some people are still chatting. I need to get your attention because something is happening here. You see, you can be in a meeting like this and go back the same. But every moment in the service can bring a major transformation in your life. In fact, some people... Can you hear me? You are saying that I will live and not die. That's what will happen practically in your life. You will live and not die. Anybody who is devising your demise. When we say demise, it means your untimely death. It will never happen. So as you say that I will live and not die. Because what? The resurrection power of Christ is alive in me. I don't know if you believe it, but the Bible already declared that if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal body, will quicken your organ, will quicken your mind. Some of you have never been first in class before, but that resurrection power will quicken. Quicken means make alive. Quicken means make alive. Make alive. Many of us are used to calling sickness. My sasabro is coming. My rheumatism is coming. My high blood pressure. No. You see, you have accepted, welcomed, accepted, given it a room. And it has its own plate in your house. The sickness, it has its own plate in your house. My sickness, like my first boy. My son, my daughter, my sickness. It's like one of your children. It has its own plate. It has its own bed. It baths. It has its own towel. It has its own toothbrush. But tonight in the conference, God is going to inject, He will quicken, make alive. Yes. And whether it's the sickness congenital, you were born with it. It runs through the family. It's common in the home. It's common in the tribe. It's common in the family. It doesn't matter. Once you are alive in Him, Christ's resurrection power is going to flow through your life today. If you believe it, clap louder. Clap louder. This is a conference. This is a convention. This is a conference. This is a convention. It's going to change your life. It's going to revolutionize your pocket. Your pocket. Some of you, you don't have any physical sickness. You don't have any physical sickness, like you are not unwell. Do you understand? But even the talking is a lot. You know, whatever you are saying, say it fast and stop. You know, you are disturbing me. Please. If you have to do something, say it very fast. Don't stay in my view and be talking, because I'm very charged this evening. I said I'm very charged this evening. There are many evils that are afflicting the body of Christ. Yes. And you must extract yourself from it. Yeah. And some people, their sickness is contagious. You know, walk with them now. Before you realize, you have also become some pain, be that you didn't used to feel, but you have walked with somebody every day, my here, my here, my here. Then one day when you wake up, my here. Hey! My knee, my knee, my knee, my knee. You walk with them, one day you see that, that my knee, that my friend is. It seems like something is coming on me. Hey! I don't know how can I say, be I am you. Why should you take on somebody's sickness and make it your own? Tonight is the end of all such happenings and occurrences in the name of Jesus. Through this convention, through this Higham conference, God is going to inject some spiritual something into your DNA to change you forever. You will be changed forever. You will be changed forever. I said you will be changed forever. Clap your hands unto the Lord. So you take your seat for a few minutes. We are in a convention, and we have already begun to be blessed by what God is about to show us. Are you there still? Ha! In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says, now the just shall live by faith. I think this part of chapter 10 should have been part of chapter 11, but it is maybe finishing a particular thought, and then it flows into chapter 11. Now the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So you don't live by sight or what you see around. But many of us live by what we see around. You see a house where nobody marries. It affects you. You see a country where many graduates finish school and don't have a job. You see it. It affects you. You see an economy where it's difficult to buy a car on your own if you work as a teacher. It affects you. What I'm saying is that so many things affect you, but you don't know that they're affecting you. So tonight, the Lord, the scripture is saying that the just, and do you know that you are just? Do you know that you are just? God sees you as a just person. The Bible says we are justified by faith. You are not justified by what you do or think. I mean, a lot of complex teachings can go on that, but the simple truth is that you are just. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, you will write, and you, I'm teaching, you think maybe you are waiting for another, I've started my session. I'm also a speaker in the conference, so I'm speaking. You think that they have to introduce me before you know that I'm going to teach. I've introduced myself. At the panel, turn at home. Yes. Is that not what you say in your local language? At the pa and a turn at home. So I'm toying myself. Yes. With Adepa. And I'm saying that in 2 Corinthians 5:21, the scripture says, for he hath made him to be sin for us. Talking about Jesus. Jesus has become sin for us. Who knew no sin? Eh? So that what will happen? We might be made the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus became sin for us. So that you, when you stand before God, you are the righteousness of God. I know you haven't stopped fornicating, but that's how God sees you. You are his righteousness. Yeah. So stop fornicating. That's what he's trying to say, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. He has made him to be sin so that we will be made the righteousness of God. in him. That's what it is. Are you following? I know you have been stealing your mother's 20 cities and 50 cities and 10 cities from time to time. Even today, cry watching by account now that here. So what he says is that because you are God's righteousness, stop doing such things because it's not nice of you. It's not nice of you. The way you are, that's not how you are supposed to behave. Oh, Jaisa, Jaisa. Oh, have you not heard that thing before? Oh, Jaisa, Jaisa. Mami Jaisa, Nen Fatao. Because you are telling her something that what you are, how you are behaving. Eno Hunamon Kok. Eno Dien Kok. So, Jaisa, Jaisa, Jaisa. Ah. Oh, Jai, 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 Jai. Abba. How can you? Oh, Jai, Jai. My fairy amount. Have you heard that thing before? It's like I'm feeling shy for you because you, many a amount. It's like my face has died for you. You are God's righteousness. And the Bible says that just those who are God's righteousness, they have another way of living. They live by faith. And tonight, you have that injection in you to change the way you live. Yes, to change the way you live. You are living by what you see too much. You are living by what you hear too much. And if you go on Facebook, the NHS, what's I cry? If you go on TikTok, ash, unam baby fufro cry. So what you don't know is that all those environments are dictating to you how you should live. But I prefer to live by what the Bible says and how it prescribes for me, that the just shall live by faith. He says, but if any man draw back, which means that if any man does not live by faith, because when you don't live by faith, you draw back. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. Then in chapter 11 verse 1, he describes and says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So he's explaining that that's how you should live. You should have hope for things in life. Have hope. Don't give up hope. Don't say it won't work. Don't say it's not working. Don't say it cannot work. Give me the evidence of things not hope, not seen. And then he says, by it the elders obtain a good report. The Message Bible. The Message Bible. Give me the Message Bible. He says, verse 1, start from verse 1. He says, the fundamental, are you listening? Are you still there? I'm about to end though. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Have you seen that before? The fundamental, because what does it mean? What he say? The fundamental fact of existence, fundamental, just a basic fact. Elementary, a basic. So that's why sometimes elementary school, basic education, fundamental theory. Just say and that and on all starts here. Fundamental, just say the beginning and the beginning of it. So what you say? Fundamental fact, the basic fact of existence, of living, is that this trust in God, trusting God, living by faith, this trust in God, this faith we are talking about, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Yes. Life is worth living, but it is only under the fundamental fact of trust in God. And that is why this convention is a faith convention, to strengthen that fundamental fact in your heart, so that you can walk by faith, talk by faith, live by faith, sleep by faith, work by faith, apply for jobs by faith, propose to a sister by faith, buy a car by faith, buy land by faith, prosper by faith, and not by what you see around you. The fundamental fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Hey, it's our handle on what we can't see. It's our handle on what we can see. Substance of things hoped for. Verse 2. He says, the act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, that set them above the crowd. Oh, through this week, you'll be set above the crowd. I say you'll be set above the crowd. By your faith. Believe, oh, believe, you people. May I'm glad that I'm a little older than you, so I can tell you that the work of faith is better than the work of doubt, the work of thinking, where will it come from, what is going to happen, who is going to bless me, how will it happen. That's why I taught you on the what it means to believe with the heart, because it answers for you who will do it, how it will happen, and even if you don't know why it will happen, and why it happens, and how it's going to happen, where it's coming from, and when it will happen. Practically speaking. Marry by faith. Don't marry by sight. Are you listening to me? Walk into an interview room by faith. Don't walk by your certificate. And don't walk by whom you know. Because whom you know may not help you every day. But whom you don't know, doesn't even matter when you know him. This faith in God, that fundamental fact is faith in God. It sets you above the crowd. It will set you above the crowd in your family. Among your siblings, it will set you above them. Among your relatives, your cousins and other relatives, it will set you above them. Among your classmates, it will set you above them. Among the people in your neighborhood, it will set you above them. This war life of faith. I tell you, give offerings by faith, not by calculation. That's why in Hebrews 11, he lists for us great men who obtained great reports and who were set above the crowd, who distinguished themselves. Our ancestors, it set them above the crowd. It begins to list. Abel, he walked by faith. Moses, by faith. Sarah, by faith. Isaac, by faith. Moses, by faith. Jacob, by faith. Joseph, by faith. It's like there's not even one. All of them that whose names we have put on our children, on ourselves. Some of you, you don't have a particular name, but you have put one on yourself. Maybe you are Ajua. Now you say you are Sarah. Because when you look at the Sarah in the Bible, you say, I like this character. I like this name. So some of your documents and some things, you have Sarah, but you have not, now you have to do affidavit. Oh, something is happening right now. We see a land that is bare. How are you going to build? By faith. Yes, not by sight. By sight looks at the things you know, people you know, how you get money, how you work, your salary, your bottom, your savings, your father's inheritance that you have inherited. It's like these are the things that dictate to you. Somebody has lowered my microphone. Am I preaching something you don't like? You don't like something, see? Charlie, me boomy preaching, you know, because Charlie Anajui, something will happen here tonight. Oh yes. I will prefer to walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes when people see people of faith, they don't understand them. How come you don't come from a home where your father is not rich? But how did you get this? And how are you like this? Why do you talk as though your father is a king? I talk like that because my father is a king. And I walk by faith and not by sight. Clap your hands unto the Lord. And so throughout this week, you see, our faith in God does not place full responsibility of our lives on Him. Any faith that places sole responsibility for what you become on God is false faith. The fact that you believe in God doesn't mean you don't work. It is rather because you believe in God that you work. Because you know that once you sow according to the scriptures, you will reap. But when you don't have faith and you are planting, you don't have hope that something will come from it. Pastor, walk here. I've lived my life by faith throughout my days. You may not even understand it. All the things I was saying, it sets you above your family. It sets you above your days. I've experienced it as I was mentioning them. I could see myself in all the categories. Above the area boys. Above the cousins. Above the this. Above the classmates. Above the whatever schoolmate. It's like that. It's just flowing. By faith. And when you don't know it, say, oh, Mudia, most sorry, I'll be here by faith, by faith, by faith. Eh? Faith, you know, and boy, me and in the and you me face, I'll see faith, faith, faith. Who do you faith, faith, as some little? That's how we live. Danny, that's how I've lived. I don't know of any other way we live by, except by this one.
Amen.
The Bible says that that's what sets you apart. Do you want to be set apart in this year? Do you want to be set apart in your marriage? You can be set apart. Oh. And it will not happen because your father's marriage was nice or your uncle. Oh, as for us, our marriage is our rejaidia. We don't base it on what we have seen in our family. We base it on the faith we have in this our God. It makes life worth living. Through this convention, life will be worth living. Marriage will be worth living. Your job, oh job, oh job, oh job, oh job. Job, the doors will be open. You walk through this door, it's a bank. You walk through this door, it's an insurance company. You walk through this job, it's a business for yourself. You walk through this job, it's capital for business to Dubai and back, China and back, Turkey and back. You walk through that door, you see that many doors open to you. Practically, God will do something in your life. So when the man of God comes and he's preaching, open your heart. Open your heart. Try not to be distracted. Try not to sleep. Don't let somebody's sleepiness affect you. Change your sitting position. The church is big. Find another place where you can engage the man of God. The Bible says that who is he who engages his heart to seek me? From him, the governor shall come from himself. His noble shall be of himself. It will never be from another. You will see yourself being lifted up. You won't see testimony from another side. It will be from your own house. You won't see governorship and people who are rising in life in some other place. But you see it in among your own self. Who is he who engages his heart to seek me? Yes. The Lord bless you. And the Lord help you. And the Lord prepare your heart for impartation in diverse ways tonight. Clap your hands unto the Lord.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.